Our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, March 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of San Luis finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Christmas, the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
Every day is an interesting...
The momentum is going, Carlette. That's all
and exciting day on the OPT network. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official...
OPT Network.
The unmistakably what show?
Bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
Bigger, bolder sound.
I love it. It's Wind Down Wednesday. You know what? We're calling it Wind Down Wednesday because we're winding the week down. But we're winding the week down only to get wound up. We know that you're on your way by now. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39 a.m. local time, 8:39 Eastern time. And I'm going to tell you, it's another beautiful, crisp, cool, unseasonably really cool morning. But you know what? It's okay. It is okay. It just feels refreshing. It revitalizes you. If you weren't ready to get started this morning, when you get outside and you feel the fresh air on your face, it just gives you a sense of readiness. Well, as you are on your way traveling in, as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. You know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. So be mindful. We ask you every single morning to stay engaged. Help our crossing guards, help our resource officers, and most importantly, help our bus drivers. Now, this is critical. if you're dropping kids off in the carpool line, as we do every single morning, you have to have a real humility on most mornings because kids have a lot of stuff that they're carrying to school. And it seems like when you're in the biggest hurry, that's when people are absolutely the slowest. Have you ever noticed that? It's like when you really need to get there, somebody in front of you or two people in front of you are going to be moving at a snail's pace. And so that's when you really have to implore a great sense of humility. I looked at one girl getting out of the vehicle this morning and I said, oh my goodness, what are they doing in school? She had two purses. She had a book sack and then she had another thing that looked like a book sack. And so she's got to get all of that out of the back seat and we need to get there. So you know what we said? We said we're going to just take a deep breath, breathe in real, real deep, get that oxygen flowing and blow it out. Have a great humility because sometimes ours in the morning is just dragging. But I'm going to tell you what we implore at our house, and it's a word called gumption.
Gumption.
You know what? That slow-moving DC absolutely hates it. And I echo that. I co-sign on that. You know, these kids move at a snail's pace.
And that's not patience.
That isn't patience. What is that?
I think it's just slowful. That we've got to kind of dig out of.
Yeah. And so the word at our house is gumption. Get out, get moving, get your, you know, and you have to be considerate of others. And these are things that we've got to really, really talk to our kids about. And you know, yesterday and even Monday, I talked about potential. And the reason why I keep hammering it is because we are telling young Deuce Christmas about his potential. And you know, we talk about, you hear all the authors that we bring on the show. And I hope that you're not just hearing. I hope that you're receiving and making adjustments because that's what information should do. It should make us more powerful. And so every time I think about Sarah Jakes and I think about how the enemy was trying to steal her potential and her purpose, you know, when you really, really see it, then it makes you identify what's happening. And what you'll understand when you really, really get it is that the enemy is trying to steal our kids' potential very, very early because he sees what they will become. And if he can stop that, then he starts real, real early. And you know what? As we decree and declare some things in the morning, we decree and declare that our young son's potential, his purpose, his destiny will not be stolen. And it starts with those little things that are real innocuous, things that you really don't notice, like slowfulness, like not having gumption. And boy, I'm going to tell you one thing. That's one of DC's hot buttons. Get some gumption, man. Get it. I mean, you know, because especially young men, they have to understand. And that's why we've been hitting this job fair and what's happening with our young people. We have got to start imparting the word gumption. If we don't teach it now, we'll have a bunch of adults who don't want to work. And they don't want to work because they never understood how to work. I was talking to a mom and she said, you know, my son, he's just lazy. We can accept that or we cannot accept that. And at our house, laziness, you can want to be lazy, but it's not an option. You got to get some gumption. And then as you start teaching your kids, then you start digging deep and you start asking yourself, wow, am I doing that? Am I allowing those negative forces, the devil, to steal my potential? If that's you this morning, I say shake yourself loose. I say get some gumption. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and guess what? We're headed toward Good Friday. Wow. Can you believe Easter is upon us already? So many incredible things going on, and y'all, we have just an incredible show this morning. And I know I say it all the time. And people say, Carlette, you buy in. I do. You know, because the more that DC and I read and learn, the more we want to share with you so that you will read and learn. Don't just take our word for it. Pick these books up. And sometimes you just have to put, like our Uncle New used to say to us all the time, you have to put your eye gates on it. You got to see it for yourself. And sometimes when you see things for yourself, it makes it more clear in your own life. And so great, great conversation coming up that you don't want to miss. Meantime, Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Office, he has been practicing for over 2 decades. He's got incredible experience. He's representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. And listen, he is an incredibly, incredibly good guy. And if you need help, he can help you. The number to phone, 318-487-0991. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website is www.hicksonhasit.com. It is getting to be that time of the year. Spring is in the air. Kids are getting ready for spring break. And new car fever is in the air, DC. And you can go to Hickson. You can go to the lot, or you can go to their website, www.hicksonhasit.com.
Hickson has it.
Hickson has it. You are super excited this morning.
Yes, I am.
What is that feeling? What is that energy? Talk to
me
about it.
The bigger show is about to get bigger. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it going to be? What is it going to be? Nobody knows. Nobody knows but me.
Oh,
what
boy.
Is he going to do next? What is he going to do next?
On another note, y'all, we are broaching hurricane season starting in May. So you want to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, to make sure that your home insurance is on point, to make sure that your car insurance is on point, to make sure that all of your needs are taken care of. She's got an incredible team.
Yeah.
And you can phone them at 318-487-1881. What are you talking about?
All I have to say is this right here, Carlette.
What's that?
You know, if you're not affiliated with the bigger show, you need to get affiliated. Because the train is about to leave the station.
You need to get on point.
All right.
Y'all, it's Wine Down Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's 7:47 local time, 8:47 Eastern time. We got to get a break here. You got to stay on point, but we'll be back after this.
City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, March 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet,
another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network, the unmistakably what show?
The bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
The bigger, bolder sound. We got a call.
Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. I know you're probably feeling as good as we are. It's 7:57 already local time, 8:57 Eastern time. And I'm going to tell you, as Easter is approaching, people are getting really, really excited. The weather is beautiful. It's crisp. It's cool. Kids are getting antsy, I'm sure. And so this morning before we dropped off, we had to remember to remind young Deuce Christmas. Our kid is getting out on Friday for spring break. Kids are getting ready to get out of school. And you know what? They're feeling good. They're ready for a break. But we got to just tell them, easy does it. Make sure that you don't fall off a couple days before school ends. And those are the conversations that we have in the – we got a caller? Those are the conversations that we have in the morning. We got a caller, though. A friend of the program. Are you sending him my way? Good morning, caller. Who's this?
Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's Councilman Allen from Cheneyville.
Councilman Allen from the Ville, Cheneyville.
Listen.
What's happening?
As you guys know, on the 23rd of March was a bad day for me. My son was in a terrible accident. Real, real bad. And
yeah.
He got hurt, so, and I showed you guys the picture, but
yeah.
Right. I was calling this morning. It's been a trying time since then, but the Lord is good. I want to thank him first, and I want to thank you and D.C. for your support, and all support you've given me through my being an elected official in the town of Cheneyville throughout the years.
Absolutely.
And with that, Carnett, I would like to thank a lot of people. Don't know when I was at Cabrini, I know Stephen Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Stephen Wright and his staff at Cabrini, the 6th Aid Nursing Station, the orthopedics, and the therapy. They was awesome. Very awesome. I want to personally thank Stephen and Sherman Oaks.
Right.
And Adrian Lott.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was wonderful. Donovan Goins, Edward Lavanan III and the law firm. Francis Keller, Missy Gibson, Reverend Seymour Reed. There's a lot of people to thank. My sister-in-law.
Missy LaSalle.
In that circle, you know, you never know where your friends
are
if you have a crisis.
Charles, DC's telling you it's not
Missy. That's Missy LaSalle.
Oh, who is?
Missy LaSalle.
Oh, I thought it was Missy Gibson. I'm sorry, Missy, but I want to thank your husband for being a trade on the fish with D.C.
You going to thank my now you're going from you, one. Wait a minute. Let's don't switch tracks just now. But let me just say that for people who don't know Stephen Wright, he is the CEO at Cabrini Hospital. And anytime people go into Cabrini Hospital and have such an incredible experience, we want to share that with our community because we know what a life-threatening accident that your son was in. And if you've seen the pictures, you know that it was only by God's grace that he walked away from that alive. And so it is our great honor to allow you to honor all of the staff and the CEO, the leadership at Cabrini that stepped in and literally saved his life and gave you and your wife a sense of comfort and a sense of peace.
Yes, right. That's right. Amen.
Miss Katie. And we continue to pray for your son. And tell people, Charles, because a lot of people are wondering, you know, how he's doing and how he's coming along.
Well, it's a day-by-day thing. He's still suffering a lot of pain with that leg. He's pinned up. But we have to go to a trauma surgeon in Swedeport.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't express enough the center across the street. They just open up. Those people going, they
Incarnate Word Center.
Mm-hmm.
Another proud underwriting
call to do what they need to do to satisfy the sick people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherman is right there walking the floor, and especially Billy already. And I can't say enough about Billy. So that's when you find out in trying times where your friends really are, Carlin David.
Absolutely. And we just want to give a big, big shout out to Incarnate Word Community Clinic because you're also talking about them who are sponsors
right.
of this program and who are working tirelessly They have an incredible staff that is on point to serve our community. Go ahead, DC.
Big shout out to Dr. Senegal Daniels.
Mm-hmm. And she is just absolutely amazing. And Charles, it seems like you and your family had the whole circle of not only the hospital, but Incarnate Word Community Clinic as well. And you just had a stellar experience.
And my good friend, the mayor of Chaneyville, Derrick Johnson, I can't leave him out. I can't say enough about him and his daddy.
Absolutely.
And Reverend Reed, Reverend Seymour Reed, Midfield. I just can't say enough. And if anybody left out, it's not intentionally. This is a trying time. But first, lean up to the Lord. Lift your eyes up toward the evil coming to help.
That's right. And I guess, you know, you're seeing how many people really, really surrounded you all in this time of need of prayer. It just could have been so much worse. And at one point, really thought that your son might even lose his leg. But, we're just believing that all will be well and that Cabrini has done an incredible job and that they're moving you guys to the next step so that he will. And we believe that he's going to recover 100%.
Yes. And one more thing before I go.
Okay.
I got a sister-in-law. Her name is Beulah Harris, and she got two daughters, Bev and Phyllis, every day.
Wow.
Every day. They were right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need in a time, family. I'm not taking nothing from my family. They were there, too, my brothers and my sisters, Reverend Diane Allen Jones, right there. But I thank y'all, Carlette, for this minute to let me share that to Central Louisiana about the series of Cabrini and Stephen Wright.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got that. And you know what? On another note, I heard you say something about that fish. Now, what was that trash talking you were talking about my husband about that fish?
I usually get some fish, some big fish. I can get the grease ready. He got a friend named CJ. He gave me a
Well, no. Let me stop you. In all fairness,
that's okay.
My boy,
okay.
Big Chris, CJ from the Boom Boom Room. I had promised CJ and his wife some more fish. Cause what happened was I had given CJ some fish, but he decided that he was gonna monopolize the situation. So when I talked to his wife,
Helena,
she told me that she didn't get a chance to eat anything.
Not one fish. Not one fish.
Not one.
And his crew.
No, these were perch. These were monsters.
CJ and the Fabulous Grammatic.
Well, that's why I got little bitty ones.
I know you didn't go there. My husband don't bring little bitty ones out of the water.
Now, what he means is some good eating size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can get the monsters right away.
Yeah, but I had promised those monsters to CJ's wife, and I had to get those to him. And because he and the Fabulous Grammatics from the Boom Boom Room ate the other one.
And his father-in-law. And his father-in-law,
yeah. So, but, I'm going to put you on the list.
Smoke. Okay, my bro.
All right.
Councilman Charles Allen, thank you so much, and thank you for that incredible story. Many prayers and continued blessings for your son's recovery. Hey, everybody, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. The credit union with heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Remember, it is open enrollment. And this is what we want to share with you. We want to support those companies who support the OPT network and bringing that great information, allowing the most incredible guests that the bigger show brings.
Yeah.
Those are the people that we want to support. And if you are in need, or you can change, all you got to do is phone 800-454-3730. Don't forget about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play down in the parish. Lots of great things going on in Avoyelles Parish. You can go to their Facebook or 800-833-4194. Don't forget about McDonald's of Central Louisiana. What you got,
I'm loving it. We've got, I've got right now, CJ from the Boom Boom Room. I think he's got an answer for Mayor Allen talking about
Councilman
Allen giving CJ all the slaps. What you got, what? Big CJ in the Boom Boom, in the Boom Boom Room with the Fabulous Grammatics.
Yo, I don't know how I'm going to calm this man down.
Y'all, man, me and my lady, we up here laughing.
Well, you know what I need to know, CJ? I'm not even going to take your word for it. I need to hear her say yes. I bit down. I bit down.
Hold on. She right here. We riding out loud.
Elena.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get some of those slabs that
yes,
CJ brought?
Ma'am. They were delicious. Thank y'all so much.
That's what I'm
hey,
about.
Hey, well, you know your girl was looking out for you, right?
And I thank you.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes, ma'am.
So y'all had a big old fry, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know
everybody
what?
I said it was good and fresh.
Oh yeah, they were straight out of the water. And so now we're getting all of these calls for fish. In fact, we had some of our friends over on Sunday, right? Because DC he promises everybody fish. And so he said, "This is Steve and Ashley Figgins." And Steve, I'm gonna just call y'all. Steve said, "I don't know. Y'all give away too much of that fish for me." So I told him, I said, you know what, we could never possibly eat all the fish. So we give a lot of the oh no. Oh no, wait a minute, Helena. This is CJ's mom. Hello, CJ's mom. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Corinne. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Now tell me, mom, that you got some of those fish.
Uh-oh. No, I didn't get any of it.
Mm-hmm.
CJ!
Alina! Nah, mother. You got to blame Alina for this.
Oh, come on.
Alina pulled a CJ. Now, we send fish to Selena, and I know her sister was in on it. But Chris's mother, y'all left her out?
CJ! Alina!
Man, y'all tripping over there at the Jacobs house.
And look, and this is the problem. Now, CJ, now you know y'all had way enough fish, right? So that was just wrong.
Yeah.
And see, this is now this is the problem. This is the problem. DC has so many orders for fish that people wanna buy the fish. But what we know is that what
you can't sell game fish. It's illegal.
You cannot sell it. So he said to me this morning as we were getting ready, he said, "Carlette, I think if we get out of here early enough this afternoon, I'm going to try to go get some more fish." But see, this is the problem. The fish are spawning, and they're harder and harder to catch, Mom CJ. So I don't know,
I'm still going to take care of it. Look, right now, since CJ's mother called, I'm going out there today.
Uh-oh.
I'm putting all other orders on hold.
Uh-oh.
And I'm stepping up to the plate. And I'm bringing them to the house personally.
Uh-oh, CJ, he's not even going to trust you. He said he's got to bring them to your mom personally.
I'm bringing them to mom personally.
That was Doc. Appreciate y'all, man.
Absolutely. Y'all have a lovely Wednesday morning. It's Wind Down Wednesday. It's Wind Down Wednesday, y'all. And this is our great love. I was telling somebody, they said, "What do you guys do socially?" I said, "You know what? We work really, really hard, and on the weekends, we fish really, really hard."
Yeah.
And DC goes out there and gets them, and he gets them with all of you in mind, and people are even calling, saying, just like what CJ's mom did, "I didn't get mine. You had, I call him Chris Della, John Reynolds.
John.
John, you are not forgotten." He's saying, "Okay, now you're putting somebody."
Yeah. No, I'm going to take care.
But you know what? We just believe God, the more fish. And see, this is the concept and the principle of reaping and sowing.
Carlette, let me just stop and give my boy a big plug. Y'all know Big CJ in the boom, boom room with the fabulous Grammatics. 6 to 10 on Saturdays. Don't miss it. That's my dog.
Absolutely. Yo, it's Wind Down Wednesday. Of course, yeah. We're winding the week down. We're getting really, really close to Good Friday. But we're winding up here on the OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show. Carlette, you know what? We're going to have to come down. We got an interview coming up here.
I know it. I know it.
Wide
I know. We got to get to break. Hey, everybody, we got to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And...
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, March 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. And what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Now, let me tell you, we're switching gears this morning, and you know that we scour the country. I say this, I know, every time we have another incredible author. But we scour the country for those people that are changing people's lives through their work, through their life, and through their experience. And our guest this morning is doing just that. Her name is Christy Johnson. She is a former love junkie, a self-described love junkie. Christy Johnson knows the pain and chaos that accompanies toxic relationships. And after a disastrous first marriage filled with addiction and adultery, and the tragic death of her youngest son, Christy has found the beauty on the other side of brokenness. Today, we are joined by Christy Johnson. Her book is called Love Junkies, 7 Steps for Breaking the Toxic Relationship Cycle. Christy, all the way from Oklahoma, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carla. Thanks for having me today.
So, Christy, I want to start with the title because when I first looked at the title, I said Love Junkies. Okay, what, first of all, is a love junkie?
Well, I can tell you from my own perspective, I was a love junkie because I used men like a drug. I used relationships to draw identity and affection and affirmation out of men. And one was never enough because, you know, if Christ isn't where your identity is centered, a man cannot fill that. So I used men and relationships and just was drawn because of the hole in my soul, because I was so unhealthy and didn't really believe that I deserved what I wanted. I always settled for less. And so I ended up in toxic relationships that just never satisfied.
And so you used men like a drug.
I did, to feel that, you know, some people when they deal with the issues of life that they don't know how to fix it. And so they try everything in their own attempts to fix it. And some run to alcohol or drugs. Some use their credit cards and go shopping. I mean, retail therapy, that can really give you an instant fix for a while. But none of those things satisfy in the long term. And for me, because I craved affection and somebody to believe in me, I used relationships. And I think it's so easy to do in today's culture because everyone, you know, relationships are a good thing, but it's the excess. It's the excess of anything that causes something to become an addiction, like food, for example, is, you know, we have to have food to live, but when we use it in the excess, that's when it can become a problem, and that's what relationships were for me.
And so, Christy, I said to you before we went on air, after reading the book, and I have so many notes and so many highlights and so many asterisks, I want to know how you got the courage, because it takes courage to tell this story and to talk about your own infidelity. Talk about how that process happened for you.
Well, when I first confessed my affairs that I was having in my first marriage to my pastor, I was at a place where I thought everything was my husband's fault. If he would change, I wouldn't be in this mess. If he would change, I could be happy. And so I was oblivious to my own issues. And my pastor, you know, when I confessed in an individual...
Let me back up. Sure. So why did you feel it necessary to confess this to your pastor? Probably one of the most embarrassing, one of the most self-revealing things that you could say that nobody really probably maybe knew about. Why did you feel the need to share it with your pastor?
Carlette, I don't have a clue. I do not know why. I guess I wanted him to fix my husband. Like, look at this problem I'm in. You know, this is how much, you know, I was pointing the finger. Like, my husband's drug addiction, my husband's, you know, failure to work and supply for his family. You know, if you just fix him, I wouldn't be in this mess. And I really expected him to have a good talking to my husband, not confront me about my issue. In my mind, I was still blinded, Carlette, to the fact that I had any issues. I thought everything was his fault. So when he told me that I needed to confess, I was like a kid with my fingers in my ear. Like, that's not what I wanted to hear. Like, that's the worst advice I could have ever gotten. I never intended to tell.
And so how did you say to your pastor, you know, my husband is all this, but guess what? I've been having a relationship with somebody that's not my husband.
I really just had a lot of trust with him, and it was like talking to a friend, you know. I needed somebody to help me, and really at that point, Carlette, I wanted someone to fix my husband. Like, I didn't really intend to stop having this affair, I don't think. I knew it was wrong. I was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so incapable of surrendering my anger. I had so much anger and bitterness inside of me. And it's kind of like a volcano. It can sit dormant for a while.
Mm.
But then one day, bam, it just completely erupts. And that's what happened to me. I had meditated on, I need someone that will treat me better. I deserve someone mm-hmm. that will provide for me. I deserve somebody who will, you know, maintain sobriety and mm-hmm. honor his word. And when my husband didn't do those things, this anger just kept growing and growing, you know, and I had so much unforgiveness. I knew I was supposed to forgive. Everyone knows that, but I didn't have a clue how to forgive. And it wasn't until the accumulation of all these offenses erupted in me, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And so when I had my first affair, it wasn't something I planned, but an affair begins in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a mind affair begins in the mind. And it wasn't, you know, and the enemy will wait for an opportune time mm-hmm. to tempt us. He will not tempt us when we're strong. He waited until Jesus was alone. That's right. And hungry and isolated and tired in the desert. And then, bam, he zeroed in on him. Of course, Jesus, he didn't surrender to the attempts of the devil, but I did. The enemy waited until I was out of town on a bank exam. I was alone and isolated, and then he sent Mr. Handsome, just like on the Love Boat, you know, when mm-hmm. the lady goes to the bar and orders a cute little cocktail with the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. I was out of town on a bank exam. I wandered into the hotel restaurant, the bar, not the restaurant. And, you know, that's what happened. And the next morning when I woke up after having this one-night stand, instead of being disgusted by my behavior, I looked in the mirror, of course, after I popped some Advil,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, put some eye drops in my eye. And I looked in the mirror, and instead of looking at myself in disgust, I smiled. Because for a moment in time, this affair was like an anesthesia that took away my anger. I didn't realize how temporary it was, but it was my fix. I felt free for like the first time. This anger, I didn't feel the anger anymore. And I didn't realize how temporary it was that I was going to need another affair to indulge my flesh again and cover that hurt and that pain and the anger. And it was like an anesthesia for me, Carlette. It was intoxicating, and it wasn't until I eventually got found out, because my pastor didn't tell my husband, and I didn't tell my husband. But one day, my husband went in for an individual counseling session, and he began having some suspicions, and he asked Pastor Dan, "Is Christy having an affair?" And Pastor Dan just sat there in silence. He didn't defend me. He didn't say, mm-hmm. "Oh, no, you're imagining things." He didn't say, "Oh, Bob, no, Christy would never do that." He just sat there and stared at him. And that's when, you know, silence can scream.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband came home and confronted me, and that was like the worst day of my life, when I felt like I had nothing else that would take away this pain and anger. And in actuality, that was the day I did a face plant. That was the day that I realized how desperately I could not handle this on my own, and I needed Christ. But it wasn't until I fell flat on my face and got to the end of myself that I was willing to look up. Until I had exhausted everything in my own power, that's when I was finally willing to look and say, "God, help me."
Wow. And so at that moment, do you then say to your husband, "Yes, I have been having an affair"?
Yes, I confessed when he came home and confronted me. I couldn't deny it. And that's when all HE226 broke loose. Things got really horrible. But that's when I started my recovery out of what I call relationship addiction. I knew some women in the church, and I knew some women in Al-Anon that I desperately reached out to them and began mentoring me. And if it wasn't for this handful of women
mm-hmm.
that would empower me and tell me the truth,
right?
Not tell me, "Oh, you know, you deserve better." They would make me look. Every time I complained about what my husband was doing, they'd draw it back on me. "Christy, you cannot change anyone else. All you can do is change yourself. How can you react to this situation? How can you respond?" And they began teaching me how to guard my heart. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the world calls it boundaries, but the Bible calls it guard your heart above
right.
all else, because that's where the issues of life come out. And I had never known how to guard my heart. I had let people trample all over me, and so as a result, I was always wounded. And then they began showing me how to focus on my mind on Christ and renew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to renew our mind daily. You and I were talking about that
mm-hmm.
a little while ago, that, you know, there's so many Christians, me included at this time, we know the Word of God, we can quote scriptures, we go to Bible
mm-hmm.
study, but our spiritual life is intact, but our soul is a wreck.
Mm.
And the Bible mentions the word spirit in 456 times, and the word soul 432 times. So clearly God's interested in our soul health,
mm-hmm.
in our mind, our will, and emotions. And just because we know the Word of God, if we've never learned how to apply it in the soul realm, it's not going to benefit our soul. We're going to be the walking wounded. We may be able to quote scriptures, but our soul is a wreck.
And that's where it ends right there, quoting scriptures and not making them applicable to your life. And I want to ask you this, because we've had all sorts of conversations with those thought leaders in the Christian community, like Bishop Jakes and even his daughter, Sarah Jakes. And one of the things that we have been talking about is the church open enough? And how did you find that place of openness that you could trust those women to say to them, this is what I'm doing. I'm married, but I'm having relationships with other men.
Well, I didn't tell anybody in the midst of that before I had confessed. Nobody knew except for my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other girl that knew what was going on, but she was kind of in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she did give me a scripture that said, friendship with the world is hatred towards God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Vicki, I didn't want to hear that, you know. And I tried to squelch it, but I couldn't get rid of that voice inside that, I began being really, really convicted. You know, because, the conviction is there, but when you take one foot into sin,
mm-hmm.
you know, then the next step gets a whole lot easier, Carla. It's like, you know, pretty soon you're taking a walk, you know. And so I began to ignore the voice of the Holy Ghost and ignore, you know, my need to repent before I had confessed. But after I had confessed, it was kind of easy to find women to talk to, honestly, because there was nowhere. I couldn't go any further down. I mean, I was exposed. There was no need to hide anymore because everything was out in the open. But, you know, I was desperate for change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd failed miserably at trying to change my husband, because that's where all my efforts were concentrated in the first couple of years of our marriage. Was, you know, I gravitated towards fixer-uppers,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
men that needed some help, you know, and I can fix them because I fell in love with the potential.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you were being used by men at any point, or did you feel like you were using them?
I felt used, really. I never, because I got rejected so much, most of the time before I got married, my relationships didn't last very long, or I settled for men that were less than what I wanted, and I was always looking for someone better while I was in that relationship. So the ones that I really wanted, they didn't stick around. And this is my theory on that. Psychologists say that we gravitate towards people that share our same IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, within a 10-point spread of our own IQ, those are the people that we tend to be most comfortable with because we're on the same level of intellect. And if we could measure our soul health, I believe that we also gravitate towards people within a 10-point spread of our own soul IQ, because that's why you see people that are unhealthy. They're attracted to unhealthy people. It's
mm-hmm.
because I think we are equally yoked in relationships. And so I would gravitate towards men that were not healthy in their soul either. So they would be emotionally abusive or, you know, so then when I got someone that was above my soul health, once they figured out that I didn't have anything going on, that, you know, I may have looked good on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, then they would break up with me. Or, so I always felt rejected.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Let's do this, Christy. Let's get a break. But this is the question that I want our listeners to ponder. Are you addicted to love? And have you settled for an unhealthy relationship, even though you knew better? And do you hop from one unhealthy relationship to another? Now, if the answer is yes, you might be a love junkie. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
When somebody says your name, in my stomach there's a pain. See you walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand, but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window, wishing the star for a sign. I get nervous when you call, so I say I'm not home. I see your face and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home? You're the number one topic on the phone. I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue? Yeah. I lay my head on my pillow. You got me staring out the window. We're showing a star for a sign. What's the reason?
To On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment has been brought to you by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919, Southern Heritage Bank, and Davis One Stop. If you were just joining this conversation, I told you guys, you just strap on and get ready. And this is about the authenticity of oneself. We're joined by Christy Johnson. Not only is she an author, she is an ordained minister, a soul health advocate, and a certified life coach. Her book is called Love Junkies, 7 Steps for Breaking the Toxic Relationship Cycle. And we posed some questions. I posed some questions to you before we went to break. And we're telling Christy's incredible, incredible story. And Christy, something happened that really, really, it led you on the journey of becoming whole and understanding that you had soul sickness. First of all, for those people who have never really heard the concept, the idea, the word soul sickness, what does that mean? Or what did it mean for you?
Well, Carla, our soul is our mind, our will, and emotions. And I think so many of us in the church, we've fallen for this lie that we're supposed to be, you know, spiritually strong. And so we learn Bible passages and we go to Bible study and we do our prayer time, but we neglect our soul. But that's, you know, we're triune beings. That's a whole nother part of us that if we neglect, we may know the word, but our soul is a wreck, our mind, our will, and emotions. You know, when the issues of life come, we know the scripture, but we don't know how to actually apply it to our lives. And so, I mean, that's certainly the situation I found myself in. I longed to please God. I had a relationship with Jesus, but I didn't know how to endure adversity and count it all joy. I didn't know how to go through the issues of life, and so, you know, I didn't know how to forgive. And so it led to all this bitterness creeping in my soul, and it wasn't until I found myself in the ER, so to speak, that I was finally willing to get some help, because prior to that, any time an issue caused anger or disappointment in me, I tried to cover it up. And usually the way I tried to fix it and heal my soul was through a relationship. Even after I got married, you know, I gravitated to extramarital affairs to heal that hole in my soul.
Mm. And so were you ever worried about, because, you know, we talked about during one of the breaks or before we started the show, we talked about what people say about women who engage in infidelity. You know, a man can do it. Yeah, it's wrong. It goes against the word. But boy, when a woman does it, we are called some really, really horrible things. Did you have to deal with that?
Are you talking about before I had my, while I was having my kids, or after?
Before, during, and after.
Okay. Well, of course, while I was, you know, in the middle of it, oh, I hid it very well. I looked good on the outside. No one would ever suspect that I was the one that was engaging in this kind of stuff, because I wasn't the promiscuous type. I traded sex for approval and affection.
Mm.
It was a trade-off. I didn't go out saying, you know, it wasn't a sexual addiction at all. It was an emotional vacuum that I needed to have filled. So, yeah, I hit it when I was in the middle of it. But after, you know, I fell flat on my face, and we talked about that earlier, I and my affairs were discovered, and I began my own healing journey. And I had an encounter with Christ, who, like the woman at the well, you know, he told her everything she had ever done. The whole town knew everything she had ever done. But the shame was gone because he saw something in her, and he accepted her just as she was, broken and all, because he saw that, you know, you can choose to leave this. And when she knew that somebody approved of her and she knew that somebody loved her, it no longer mattered to her what everyone else thought. The same woman that was ashamed and went to the well at noon because she knew she wouldn't see anybody there, the hottest part of the day, no one went to the well then. The same woman who was so ashamed ran back to town to tell all these people, come meet a man who told me everything I've ever done. And they're thinking, girlfriend, we already know what you've done. But she became a credible witness to those people who used to despise her because the shame was gone. She was no longer that adulterous woman. Now she was made new in Christ. And when that shame is gone, Carlette, you become a credible witness. It doesn't matter what people think anymore because, so yeah, I used to hide it, but once I met Christ at the well and the shame was erased, it no longer mattered because now I have the approval of the only one that matters.
Wow. And this is what you wrote in the book. You wrote, there's power in the spoken truth. Because the word declared out loud creates life.
Yes. So no longer do I declare things that aren't in alignment with the word. Like so many of us, we say bad things about ourselves that we would never say about somebody else. But we think it's okay to criticize ourselves. Well, if we do that, we're criticizing the, you know, the Spirit of God inside of us. So I've learned to align my words and my thoughts with what the Word of God says about me.
And so talk about losing your son, Jake, at 3 years old. Talk about how that changed your life.
Well, you know, years ago when my life was a love junkie mess, I had this tiny vision that the Lord gave me in the midst of my mess. And I think he does that with a lot of us. You know, we think, I just had this vision where I was ministering to the multitude of women, and I laughed when I mean, it was like a 10-second little vision, but when God speaks to you, you just know. You can't explain it. Your friends may think, woohoo, she's crazy, but you just know it's God. But I hid it for the longest time because I thought, God couldn't use me. I'm a mess. I can't speak to two people at once, let alone the multitude. You know, I was so insecure. But as God began restoring my life, and it was an 8-year journey after my affairs were disclosed in my marriage where the Lord really did a lot of healing work inside my marriage until, you know, the day it finally, you know, our marriage did dissolve after 10 years. But all the adversity that I endured within the marriage, the emotional abuse, the verbal abuse, the drug addiction, the death threats, the, you know, God was training me. You know, adversity trains us. It builds our character. It builds our perseverance. And then the end result of adversity, according to Romans, is that it gives us the hope that doesn't disappoint. Mm-hmm. And yet we want the hope first, and then we'll say, oh, then I can persevere, and mm-hmm. then I'll build my character, and then I can endure adversity and rejoice. You know, we want it backwards, but that God's ways are so different. So all this adversity in the 8 years when I was married, I was married 10 years, but the adversity and the healing and recovery was an eight-year journey inside my marriage, and it was training me for the day that I lost my son. It was kind of like I didn't know how to forgive, but God uses offenses to teach us forgiveness. I mean, really, we'd never have to forgive if we never suffered an offense.
Right.
And I used to be the most bitter, angry woman, but God was showing me how to walk in forgiveness. And a few years after we were divorced, my ex-husband had our boys on the weekend of my 20th high school reunion and was driving under the influence of several drugs. Hit another car head-on. Our 5-year-old spent 5 days in children's hospital, and our 2-year-old died at the scene. And when I got the news, you know, of course, my reaction, I mean, a box of Kleenex wasn't enough. I grabbed a towel, and I was just sobbing all the way to the hospital. But something that completely doesn't make any sense. This peace began to rest on me in the midst of that adversity. Harlot, I'd been trained by it.
Mm.
I had been trained in how to endure hardship with joy. I had been trained in how to trust God in the middle of chaos. And again, I was like, the peace that passes all understanding. You can't even explain how it could possibly make any sense that you would experience peace in that kind of time. I knew that if I didn't forgive my ex-husband, that I would, you know, recovery is a long journey.
Mm-hmm.
Relapse is instant. If I didn't forgive, I knew I would go straight back to being this angry, bitter woman that I used to be. And so as I chose to forgive, people were coming to the hospital encouraging me, and I was encouraging them. It didn't make any sense. And then the day after Jake died, I woke up in the hospital with my 5-year-old where I'd spent the night with him, and when I woke up, the presence of God just filled Garrett's hospital room. And it was as if the Lord was showing me. He didn't talk to me. I didn't hear anything, mm-hmm. but I just knew. Because his spirit testifies with our spirit. I just knew that this joy was so much more than I could contain by myself. But the only way I could keep it was to give it away.
Wow.
In that moment, I felt like the Lord showed me that vision that he had given me like 20 years earlier of me ministering to women. And he was like, Christy, you know, Jake's life, his destiny is going to live on in you. And so today he's passing you the baton, and you go minister. You go give this joy out. You go pour out into other women. You know, relationship addiction and unhealthy soul, it's an epidemic in our culture because mm-hmm. we have women growing up without a father in the home. We have women that are getting all their relationship cues from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They think romance happens in 2 days like it does in Hollywood, and you're in bed the next day. And,
right.
And we don't have it. Even in the church, the divorce statistics are not any different than they are in the world. And so our church has been invaded by these unhealthy habits that we don't even recognize anymore because it's so common. And so it just became incredibly clear to me that that joy, as long as I give it out, I've been completely empowered. My first speaking engagement was at Jake's funeral.
Wow.
I shared the hope.
Mm.
It was powerful, and it's never left me. It's I'm compelled to reach the multitude.
Wow. And so talk about forgiveness when it came to the children's dad.
I believe everything that happens to us in life is first sifted through the hand of God. And if we endure a situation, his grace promises to be sufficient.
Mm.
It's like manna. We don't get the grace until the day we need it.
Mm-hmm.
God rained down manna every day for the Israelites, but he told them, don't store up.
That's right.
Because it's going to get filled with maggots. And it's like, we cannot store up enough grace for a future event, because God, we have to take it the day we get it. And but God promises to provide it, but sometimes we just say, oh, no, you know, like when someone gives you a really nice gift, a lot of people say, oh, no, you shouldn't have. I can't take that. Well, when God gave me the gift of his grace and his joy that day, I took it, because I'm like, there's no way I can live. There's no way I can survive without his grace. But he promises that his grace is sufficient. But, you know, I have so many women that come to me and say, oh, I could never do that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right, because God hadn't given you the grace for that. But if you do endure that someday, you can rest assured his grace will be there, because his grace is always sufficient.
Absolutely. Christy, it is an incredible book, and is so much deeper than what we were even able to share here today. But the book is called Love Junkies, 7 Steps for Breaking Toxic Relationship Cycles. And it is a book that every woman that is going through that, every woman on the planet needs to read it, because I believe that there is a degree of soul sickness in each and every one of us, and you will not ever be able to confront it. You will never be able to conquer it until you confront it. Christy, I want you to tell people how they can connect with you, how they can connect with the resources, and how they can get the book.
Well, thank you, Carlette. The book is available on Amazon and at independent Christian retailers around the country. They can also check out my website, which is christyjohnson.org, and I spell my name like Christ with a Y, so C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, johnson.org. I do have a lot of resources on my website also. For women that may want to lead a Love Junkie group, that have a heart to minister to other women, there's a free leader's guide online that they can download and start a small group, because the book really lends itself towards a small group setting with questions to ponder and action points that women can employ. There's also some quizzes on my website to help women identify the areas that they may be weak in regards to the 7 habits, the 7 steps. And then I also, if people go to my website and they sign up for my newsletter, I have a free mini ebook that I'll send them called How to Forgive When Life Hurts.
Mm.
I think unforgiveness is really the root of a lot of addiction, because whether it's anger towards ourselves, God, or somebody else. So, yeah, those are some of the resources available on my website. And the book's available on Amazon is probably the easiest way to get it. But and if they're Christian bookstore doesn't have it, they should be able to order it.
Christy, I want to thank you so much on behalf of the OPT Network. And I said this in the beginning, I'm going to say it again. It took a lot of courage. It took a lot of chutzpah to put some of the things that you put in the book. And it will open up each and every person, I believe, to their own self, to their own authentic self. And you know what?